After one of these meetings, and with the end of semester exams looming, Skip went to the Bear's Den to meet his anthro tutor for a coffee-fueled cram session. I had dish line at Holyoke. When the conveyor finally shut down for the afternoon, I went back to the dorm to resume my own studies. I stopped in the lobby to check my mailbox, and there was a pink package slip in it. The package was brown paper and string, but livened up with some stick-on Christmas bells and holly. The return address hit me in the stomach like an unexpected sucker punch. Carol Gerber, 172 Broad Street, Harwich, Connecticut. I hadn't tried to call her, and not just because I was busy trying to save my ass. I don't think I realized the real reason until I saw her name on that package. I'd been convinced she'd gone back to Sully John, that the night we'd made love in my car while the oldies played was ancient history to her now, that I was ancient history. Phil Oakes was playing on Nate's record player, but Nate himself was snoozing on his bed with a copy of Newsweek lying open on his face. General William Westmoreland was on the cover. I sat down at my desk, put the package in front of me, reached for the string, then paused. My fingers were trembling. "Hearts are tough," she had said. "Most times they don't break. Most times they only bend." She was right, of course, but mine hurt as I sat there looking at the Christmas package she had sent me. It hurt plenty. Phil Oakes was on the record player, but in my mind I was hearing older, sweeter music. In my mind I was hearing the Platters. I snapped the string, tore the tape, removed the brown paper, and eventually liberated a small white department store box. Inside was a gift wrapped in shiny red paper and white satin ribbon. There was also a square envelope with my name written on it, in her familiar hand. I opened the envelope and pulled out a Hallmark card, "When you care enough to send the very best," and all that. There were foil snowflakes and foil angels blowing foil trumpets. When I opened the card, a newspaper clipping fell out onto the present she'd sent me. It was from a newspaper called the Harwich Journal. In the top margin, above the headline, Carol had written, "This time I made it, Purple Heart. Don't worry, 5 stitches at the emerge room, and I was home for supper."